Wednesday, members of the State Department of Environmental Protection's Surface Mine Board heard a second day of testimony in the appeal of a Kanawha County mine. Activists have been working to close the surface mine, which is located just a few hundred feet from the Kanawha State Forest. The latest in the Kanawha Forest Coalition's fight against the KD Mine No. 2 started outside the DEP's Kanawha City office before the hearing. Supporters gathered with signs to greet the Surface Mine Board members, attorneys, and those called to testify in the hearing. Dale Bolas was one of those gathered. She lives in Loudondale, the community situated below the mountain being mined, and says the process to comment on permits is too complicated. Bolas says notices get buried in the classified sections of the newspapers.
If you don't know that that's the process, the whole thing just bypasses you, which is exactly what happened to myself and all of my neighbors. You know, I can't find anybody other than one person out in Loudondale who knew this was happening. So we weren't part of that community feedback process then, and so we're trying to do it now.
Inside, board members began with testimony from the director of the Division of Natural Resources, Frank Jezero. Jezero testified forest visitors would be impacted by the mining, but not the forest itself.
Due to the off-site activity, that there would be what people would consider an impact due to the noise or maybe the disruption of a hiking trail while there was blasting going on. So those were the impacts that we saw.
The mining company, Revelation, has agreed to pay the DNR 10 cents per ton of coal mined and to dredge a pond in the forest. Jezero testified that agreement was voluntary on the company's part. The DNR did not ask for those stipulations. Jezero was questioned by the mining company's attorney.
Imagine the situation where everything had happened as it has and all the documentation had been the same, but the 10 cents per ton had never been mentioned to you or offered to you. Do you think that would have changed DNR's or your approval of the permit?
No, not at all.
Because of the agreement, the DNR is expected to receive more than $700,000 from the mining, which Jezero says will go toward improving recreational sites in Kanawha State Forest. After his testimony, DEP attorney Jason Wanley moved for a directed verdict, saying the appellants had not presented the evidence necessary to prove their case. The board disagreed and proceeded to hear testimony from witnesses called by the DEP, Revelation, and Keystone Energy. Included was testimony from Linda Torre, an engineer for Dakota Consulting, the company that helped write the permit. One of the major issues the appellants have with the mine is the vagueness of the blast warnings. The warning Loudondale residents received say blasts may occur between sunup and sundown from May 1st of 2014 until May 1st, 2015. Torre prepared that plan and says the time frame is standard.
That's the standard schedule that we use, and it's in not just this permit, but all permits, or most permits that I don't know of any others and have not done others that are more specific than that.
The DEP presented testimony on a variety of other issues, too, including the lack of impact they could find on wildlife and proposed historical structures in the forest. The board finished hearing testimony in the appeal and is expected to have a decision in the next few months. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.